Welcome to This On, Season 6, Episode 49, where we watch Snowflake Mountain, Season 1, Episode 1, and I bet your mom wants to date me. I'm Chris Lorenz.
Just so you know, I just shit in a paint bucket. This is Brian.
There's a reference to the show we watched this week. If this is your first time listening, we watch a different reality show each week, discussing it in minute detail, figuring out if it's good or bad. And last week, we watched something that I have up right here, which is We're Here. And we had a poll on Twitter, at WhoButThisOn, and we had let the audience pick what they thought of the show. And you guys picked a top third show. Way to go, audience. So if you want to tell us what you thought about this week's show, you can follow us on Twitter, at WhoButThisOn, and you can vote in the poll. Brian, what is this show?
This week, we watched Snowflake Mountain on Netflix. And this is 100% their show description. Sometimes you just want to laugh at people who have absolutely no clue what they're doing. Don't feel bad. It's cathartic. That's Snowflake Mountain on Netflix.
Okay, that might be the all-time worst show description we've ever had on this show.
But it's so bad, it's good. It loops back.
It's so bad. I think I read that show description and I posted it in our Slack and I had no idea what the show was about. I had absolutely no idea.
And yet, that show description was pretty apt.
I don't know. I mean, it's not nailed it.
No, but that's
so like... So, don't expect nailed it. But that's what nailed it is, too.
Yeah, but this also, like, circles us back to, like, another show, which we'll get into.
Yeah.
We got it.
We'll shout out Tool Academy, but it's very Tool Academy. So, the show, they take 10 people that expect to go to some sort of like Love Island-ish show and put them in the wilderness to teach them wilderness skills. Meanwhile, they're like what Netflix is calling kidults, which I think is a little weird. At least their marketing has called them kidults, aka people that live with their parents and don't really do anything and don't know how to move on with their lives, which... To be fair, they're 19 to 25. So like some of them, you know, some of them need a kick. They all need a kick in the butt for sure.
Sure. But like, they're also really painting like a huge negative picture. They're probably also like hamming it up a little bit. I don't know. I just can't imagine anybody actually acts like this.
Oh, I 100% believe these people. Anyway. So, this show, I don't know where to get into the show at first.
So
should we talk about the host first or should we talk about the people first?
I think let's just get out of the way for the host because they're a huge piece of nothing.
They're fucking awful. They're one of the worst hosts I think I've ever seen.
Well, really, like what they did. So our two hosts are Joel and Matt, and they're both like military or ex-military people. And so they've been, like, through shit and back. So they're like, oh, we can teach people how to survive in the wilderness. Cool. They have nothing else going for them. They occasionally show up and describe shit. Yeah, cool. We're going to throw this challenge at you. And then you see them watch a big iPad in a box.
Yeah, this is so... There's 0% chance they're watching this live.
No.
This is all just after the fact. They're saying pointless shit. It is awful. I blame Netflix for this. I like don't believe these people are like the ones making these decisions. But there's a point where they get out a megaphone and they shout at the contestants with this megaphone. And the contestants have 0.0 reaction to this megaphone. And it's like, who the fuck edited this and thought this was going to make any fucking sense?
They know nobody's paying attention. They're good.
You can't say that about his show, Brian. Can't be like, no one's watching this shit. Yeah, they're watching it. That's people put it on.
I mean, I guess we did watch it. But I wasn't happy about it.
I mean, it's like almost a parody of a reality show at this point. It's like, let's get two nobodies. Brian.
Do you remember that like mockumentary reality show? It kind of feels like it could turn into that any moment.
Yeah. If you told me there was a mockumentary, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But get this, Brian. I looked the show up on IMDb. No cast. There's no cast on this show.
No.
Like, I've never, ever, ever seen a show on IMDb. No cast.
What does it take to get on a to get your own cast page? Like,
I don't fucking know, Brian. I have no idea. But they didn't do it. These people have never been on anything before.
Yeah. So this is definitely everybody's first appearance. So it's their apex. Good for you, Joel and Matt. But then
it's not your fault.
It's not. You took a payday. Bravo. Yeah, get bravo. That Netflix money. But they also did not feel the need to go to IMDb and fill out their own page. Like, oh, this is trash. I don't want this anywhere on my record. I don't want to try to continue this. I don't want to become an influencer. We're just going to let this go.
I think you might either need an agent, or you definitely need to claim that you're on the show. It's not an automatic thing. So, like, it's something you got to do.
I feel like if I submit like a driver's license or something like that, like I can submit.
I mean, you might be able to do it yourself. I don't know the process. If you know the process, tweet at us. But
I thought about trying it right now, but I don't have any credits to me, so there's just like no point, and I don't think I can.
You should just fill out all the credits for these people.
Ooh, okay. If I can just make pages and they can claim it, that's fine. I'll give them all the credit.
So there is one thing I think the show does do a pretty good job of. So there's 10 contestants. And they start off the show showing just all the contestants all at once, which is usually a no-no. But by the end of this 37 minutes, I feel like I got a good handle on like 6 to 8 of these contestants, which is a lot.
The thing about Netflix is they're really into the reality game, so they recognize that, okay, you want a quick intro, you just want one quick thing. I'm a bitch. Done. And you move on.
That's true. They did a very memorable like 20 seconds, the 68 people we know, and the other people were just like, we don't know, because they couldn't get the fucking gold bites they got out of some of these people.
Oh, yeah. Like, okay, you got vegan girl, you got bitch, you got...
We'll get into the people. Okay. We'll get into the people. But I just wanted to point out that like 37 minutes, I knew 9 to 10 people. You know, that's crushing it. Like, really, you don't really get much better than that. Like, we've seen so many of these, like, BIP-style shows where you introduce way too many people at once. And I'm pretty shocked at this one. Like, I know a lot of these people. And they're mainly because they're, like, caricatures. And they're kind of, like, they're, you know, they have got some moments. So let's get into these people. You ready?
No.
Get your notes out.
I tried so badly.
I only got a couple. So we got Devin. She's 19. And her claim to fame is she's a bitch.
Oh, she was also vegan. Damn it.
Yeah, she's the vegan. She says she doesn't care what you think, but she wants to be the center of attention. So those two statements conflict each other. Because if you want to be the center of attention, you care what other people are thinking. Because you care that you want them to like pay attention to you.
She's conflicted.
Yeah. And she parties all the time. I'm pretty sure I looked at her TikTok and she's just like in New York City hungover in like half of them, or just like partying. So like, that's who we're talking about. I don't think she learned anything from the show.
You think? You don't just drop that like, okay, I'm in the wilderness for like probably a couple weeks. Then I go back and party. Done. Like, I'm coming back to this real hard. And that's why you have not seen her stop drinking. She wants to live it up as long as possible, because if she ever gets denied it again, she has those good memories.
All right. So then we have Carl. I have no notes about Carl.
I didn't know Carl was on the show.
There you go. 9 people. We're down to 9 people. Then we got Randy. You have any notes on Randy? I got no notes on Randy. Done 8 people would know. What about Daria?
Nope.
Yeah, I got no notes on her either. So we're down to what, 7 people? Maybe I'm just wrong.
We know a few. I mean, we know King Solomon. We know who's the one dude from Pennsylvania.
I didn't write down where people are from, Brian. Calm down.
Damn it.
Here, I'll go through. Let's keep going. We got Ray. She fell right as she got out of the the van that they were in. That's my only note. She's white. She was wearing this really fun sweatshirt with like, it was like lips on it.
That was a wild shirt.
That was pretty good.
It was really happy.
We got Deandra. She is the one that said she was going to get a pussy rash at some point.
Yeah, when she was like wiping with a leaf. That...
So there's also this moment in the show, which may be a good time to talk about, is like, so they show up, they get off the bus in the middle of the wilderness, and they have to take a bag and pick stuff from their suitcase that goes in the bag. So they're like essentially going down from a full suitcase to just the essentials. And then, so she said that she needed all her makeup. And what I heard was that she needed her Mac. But she said Mag, according to VJ, which is some sort of makeup brand.
Yeah, I definitely want to guess the same thing. It really sounded like Mac, but she was like running through it. She was like, I need this, this, this.
Yeah.
She wanted a lot.
So maybe now we'll go through. So that's what the first part of the show is. They get off this bus and they're on the bus. They're complaining they're on this bus.
They're in like two Jeeps.
Oh, Jeeps.
Yeah.
Forgive me, Brian, for paying those were all the attention to the show.
Yeah, goddamn it. Because it provided some really interesting shots that they were driving. Because there was like, who is it? Was it Daria or Deandra?
I don't know.
Yeah, just like real up close shots. It was.
Oh, that was Daria.
Daria.
We're talking about it right now, Brian.
Yeah.
There was some close up shots on some chest of Deandra, which is. It was just kind of where the camera was and kind of the angle was a little off. Anyway, so they're complaining all the time about they're on this, like, Jeeps, as you say.
Yeah.
Then they, like, stop and they're told to get out. And they're like, oh, no, I ain't getting out here. I'm going to some villa. Weird my villa. And, like, acting like real bitches.
This could not be faker. Like, there is no way you're unloading your suitcase here, and it's like, so they were also, like, surprised when the cars drove off. Like, who, you know what's going on right now. If you can't figure that out, Jesus.
I mean, I feel like it's more, like, denial than they don't believe it, you know? Because they think they're going to be on, like, a normal reality show. But then they're not. They're on this, like... reality show that kind of makes fun of them, which is kind of a, like, I'm not a huge fan of this twist for them, if that's true.
Why? Just like tricking them to, like, a lot of people got tricked into their reality shows, like X on the Beach.
Yeah, I mean, but X on the Beach is like serial reality TV stars. They're like, oh, they know why they're there. They are reality TV stars. They want to continue being reality TV stars. So, like, they'll be on anything, including ones that they've been tricked to be on. They get paid. So, like, these people are getting paid, for sure. But, you know, it's not like they're not being made. They're kind of being made fun of. They're being mocked.
They absolutely are. Did you read that show description? That is the entire point of this, Chris.
That's a good point, Brian. I did not read the show description, if you remember, because I laughed at it then too.
Yeah, that everybody knew what was going on, and it's also just the worst attempt at doing it.
I was fine with it. Like, they're hamming it up. It's fine. They're trying to be influencers. It's fine. Like,
no, they're not, because they would have filled out their IMDb.
No, to be honest, like, most reality shows, the only people on the IMDb are, like, the hosts. It's weird. Like,
no, that's fair.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's definitely a submit your own, but I don't know if you can just, like, be like, hey, I was in this reality show without, like, an agent. I don't know. If you know the IMDb process or, you know, whatever.
Don't tweet at us. I don't care.
Tweet at Brian. At Monkey Suck. Tweet at him. No. So he can find out. that the cast thought they were going to be on a party show called Living Your Best Life. So they, I mean, that's what the per Distractify. That's what the cast thought they were getting into. So I don't know how much of this is like fake, as you say. Like they might be handing up a little bit, but none of these people want to live out in the woods. None of them want to be dropped off in the middle of the like London countryside.
No, but they're still going to do it. Like, oh, I have a promise for like money. That's cool.
I mean, but the thing is, it looks like these people need to have a job because none of them have a job.
Yeah, that's why they're desperate to do it.
Yeah, they're desperate. Doesn't mean that they're not like annoyed that they were going to be on some sort of party show and now they're on this fucking garbage. Like, look at these hosts. Like, what is this? You telling me these fucking garbage Bear Grylls is going to be the host of my show? Get me out of here.
You know what? Though, they did blow something up. That was cool.
Yeah, so eventually they like do a little hike. Then they blow up their suitcases, which we all know is fake. We know they didn't blow up the suitcases. Well, they blew up the suitcases. They just didn't blow up what was inside the suitcases.
Yeah, or, that's like way too much.
You know, maybe they just had two of each suitcase and just like blew those up. It definitely felt like the cast didn't know that. Or didn't. It depends on how much you want to believe. I'm going to believe they didn't know.
Yeah, I don't think they knew. And I also don't think that like their stuff blew up. That's the other thing. It's like it'd be really tough to justify just like destroying thousands and thousands of dollars of anything. Just put it off to the side. They'll get it back when they leave and blow up some fake suitcases. Like those are also just like some cheap things. Like just
I wouldn't be surprised if like the production bought two and was like, hey, you got to use a suitcase.
Yeah, that's an easy sell.
So speaking of that, they get to camp and then one of the contestants just leaves. She's like, nah, I'm good. Like, there's no way that you know you're coming on like a show like this and just like leave. Like, that just ain't happening.
I mean,
that's yeah. One of the things where I feel like they are really duped here in the terms of like what reality show they're being on.
No, I think that like she just got called to something. She was like, oh, I got to go do this. Like,
you think she got called to another show without an IMDb page?
Yeah.
So she's in two things.
She didn't call to get called to do another show. She got called to do something else.
Oh, she got called to party. Okay. Yeah, I don't think so. I think that these people didn't know what they were getting into. So that's what I'm going to choose to believe. I think you're too cynical. And I'm usually the cynical person here.
Yeah, I just have a very low opinion of Netflix.
I mean, we talked about banning Netflix, but then they keep having these ridiculous premises where we're like, oh, we gotta watch that.
They're pushing the envelope.
And, you know, a lot of, you know, Discovery Plus is like 1,000 reality shows, but none of them are really pushing an envelope. They're like, we're going to do an ice cream reality show. We're going to make the 10,001th building show and the 1,000,001th cooking show. And you're like, there's a million of those already. Like, we don't need to watch that. Whereas like Netflix really creating something unique here. And they definitely fail at it. I'm not sure what the best Netflix reality shows are, but maybe in the finale we should go over it, which Ooh. Is coming up soon. We could come up with the best Netflix reality show. Put it on the list.
Okay.
So let's keep going over all the people. So we got Solomon. And here's where my quip comes from, because he said, I bet your mom wants to date me in his like 15 seconds of craziness.
Yeah, that's just pure confidence right there. Like, what do you got going on for you?
And he's wearing this crazy jumpsuit that Leah said was a Gucci jumpsuit.
$4,000.
Which is nuts. He's wearing this thing. Like, there's no way you wear that to the fucking wilderness, Brian.
No, you wear a knockoff. Like,
You think?
No, I don't. No, I obviously do not.
I'm gonna go on the show. I'm gonna get a knockoff.
Netflix is getting him the knockoff.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. The weird thing about him outside the show is he's a Jesus TikToker. He's a Jesus influencer. So he's out there spreading the word. By all means.
But not too many people. And, okay. I mean, his content is really out there.
You don't know that.
I mean, we looked at his page and it was, there's not many people.
At least on TikTok, you go see how many views he's got.
Oh, that's true. But so far, this dude, let's see. He has 1,500 followers on Instagram. That's not great.
I mean, he's just got to put that Instagram up on the screen, though. Doesn't fit his image for the show, though, so
I don't think he's going to do it. But the crazy ghost talk does. I feel like that's going to make a play in here.
So then we got Sunny. He's Indian, and he's a naturally lazy person, as he called himself.
I want to say it was Sunny that was like, I wanted to leave.
Yeah, Sunny said he wanted to leave at the end of the first episode. And then we got Liam. If I wanted to fight right now, I'd be a fucking wrestler.
Yeah, he would be climbing so fast out of that ring. No way.
Yeah, it's funny because we were looking up other influencers, other people on the show, and I think Randy was a wrestler, according to his TikTok. And I thought that was a good, because he's not. But there's no way he's a wrestler.
Fuck yeah, Randy.
Randy. South Park. So those are all the 10 people. We got to know, six of them? We ended up with six? I think, yeah, we just ended up with six.
Yeah, we got quotes from, quite a few people. It's fine.
Yeah, I thought that, they had some really memorable stuff to say. And that's... You know, that's what the Chirons are for, or Chevrons. Are they Chirons or Chevrons?
Chirons.
Chirons. How do you spell that?
Chiron, maybe? Yeah, I don't know.
Which I think they could have used for this show, for sure. Like, you got to do the Tool Academy Chirons. They're, the best part of that show.
Yeah, if you're not, just constantly saying who's on the screen, they're... You're going to be forgotten.
They did do that a lot, though. Every confessional had their name, and I think that's really what helped, cement who everyone was.
Yeah.
Because I do think that shows that don't show their name are worse. Because we don't know who the people are, and I don't know how many episodes into certain shows you know who the people are without saying their name or writing their name on the screen. But according to Brian, no one's paying attention to any of these shows, so writing them on the screen really wouldn't matter, because if you're not paying attention, then you're not reading it.
You just tune in every once in a while, and it's like, oh, cool, that's Liam. this is definitely side content TV. You cannot be paying attention to this in any way,
shape, or form. We just watched the whole thing while paying attention to it.
And I still barely took any notes. there's a certain level of... attention that I can provide to this without going, oh my god, claw my eyes out. It's just
Brian, why don't you ask me to claw your eyes out or your eye out?
Because I would rather just do it. It'd be faster.
All right, so those are all the people. So they get out of the van or jeeps, they pick their stuff, they walk a little bit, their stuff gets blown up, then they go to their camp, which, to be honest, their camp doesn't look too bad. I thought they were gonna have to make their camp and do more outdoorsy stuff, which they might have to do in the future. But for now, they're given a place to sleep and a place to stay. They're given an outhouse, which they hate.
You have to give them something, because if you just put them completely in the wilderness, they're going to break down. It's going to be pure shock, and they'll freeze up, maybe die.
I want to see some alone shit here. I want to be here you go.
Wow, so you were just looking for death.
You think they're going to die?
100%.
I'm not saying that they're out there forever, but
we're talking one day, dude. One day.
Or some survivor, put them on the beach and be good luck. Make some sort of habitat. I know they probably couldn't, because they're in England, and I'm sure you can't just cut down random fucking trees in the middle of England.
Dude, fucking Solomon's gonna drink salt water and then dehydrate.
But that would be an entertaining show, no?
I guess if you find death entertaining, yeah.
I was like, oh, no. I mean, I'm sure our astute hosts would get in there and help them. Because they're the teachers here that have taught fucking nothing.
No, because like you're not getting them on the set for a little bit. Like,
they're just out there fishing.
While yeah.
they're not actually
And
there.
The producers like come over and be like, yo, you got to come. We like, got to film you. They might die.
Your call's at 5. Oh, man. So they get to this place and they're like annoyed that there's no, they have to shower. They have a fucking shower, Brian. They have to shower outside. And they're like, we got a shower outside. And one dude says, how am I going to wash my asshole?
Yeah, that's a pretty fair problem, though. I mean, like, if without like proper toilet paper, too, that's also a bigger problem.
They have toilet paper.
They have a little bit. It didn't look that great.
So you'd go out and get some leaves? Is that what you're telling me? Then you get a.
I don't know what's going to be better, though.
Then you're going to get a butt rash, dude.
You got to get something.
You got to put it in your bat in your to-go bag.
Yeah. That would have been a very important thing. If I had known, I'm definitely bringing a toilet paper.
Yeah, you didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought I was going to a 5-star villa.
So after they get here, that's when Olivia just bounces. And then they're given tasks to get food. So they have to go. So half the people have to go swim out onto this lake and like get food and put it on a raft and bring it back. So they swim out and bring it back. And then the other half has to go into the woods and like untie some things and like pull it down from the trees and bring it back. It's like the most idiotic fucking challenges I've ever fucking seen.
But they're basic enough that it's like, all right, let's see what you got. And it seemed like I was surprised by the rope one and also the swimming one. Like, I guess I kind of expected them to swim, but I don't know why I did. Because, like, they're just walking across.
I mean, they swam out and then, like, the one dude was complaining because the other people weren't helping. They were just swimming.
Yeah.
And then the bitch woman was like, you didn't tell me what to do. So I was out here swimming.
No way she was going to listen anyway.
Yeah. It's just like they had a banana, you know, and they completed their task. It's fine. Whatever. We wasted so much time on this fucking stupid thing. Then this other crew, they have to, like, three people slowly lower the food down. I don't know why. You could just let it fall. Like, fuck, who cares? You don't want to mush the bananas, maybe? I don't know. But
I feel like there was some breakable stuff in there, but it's fine.
But this crew had s'more stuff. You know, when you're teaching people to rough it, you definitely give them s'mores.
And nobody likes a broken graham cracker when dealing with the s'mores.
That's fair. But they decide to just take it for themselves. I think it was Solomon, the guy, the Jesus TikToker, is like, he's like, yeah, I'm just going to put it in my pants. And it looks like I got a big Johnson. And it's just like, what do you do? Like, it's not like you're going to be starving at this place. Just have fun. Like, you're making s'mores. Like, what are you going to do with that shit in your pants?
All those, like, when are you going to eat this? Together.
When are you going to eat this stuff? When are the four of them going to get out and be like, let's eat our stolen goods?
Right? They're just going to be like eating in their tent without it being melted, and that's going to suck.
But like, is this like this team A in tent one, team B in tent two? Like, there's no mixing? Like, this makes no sense to me, Brian.
I think that they were thinking it was a team game, and then it's not. Like, you separated the two groups just to find this shit. And yeah, you can choose to hide stuff, but ideally you want to like work together to like actually make it so then you get the full pot.
Well, we haven't talked about that yet. We'll get to that.
True.
But like two of the people were like really annoyed that they went, I don't know why they went along with it. Liam and Deandra. I think this is why we knew them as well. Cause they were like, it wasn't Deandra. It was it was Ray. No. Yeah, it was Ray. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Two of them were pissed that they just didn't share it.
Yeah.
And like Solomon was the ringleader and he was just him and the other person were like lying out their ass. Like, it's just so silly.
Yeah. It's just to cook up drama later. Like, cool. You've held on some more shit. I feel like this is going to be
better. There better be some good payoff to this, Brian.
dude, they also had a lot of good alcohol. I think that saving the s'mores for another night, pretty good idea.
But you can't. Like, how are they going to be like, you know what? Yesterday when we got food, we fucking lied. And we got s'more stuff.
You could pull a survivor and be like, yo, look what I found in the woods.
That's true. I guess you could do that.
Hey, you can lie your way back into it. It's fine, Chris.
Yeah. So after, you know, dinner and shit, it's dark. We got our two critically acclaimed hosts come out and tell the contestants the real deal here. So there's nine of them left. And now there's a prize pool. $50,000, Brian. Woo! $50,000. Woo!
I feel like the one dude was almost wearing $50,000 worth of clothes. Solomon, like, calm it down, dude.
I mean, he's wearing that $4,000 Gucci jumpsuit.
Okay, but we still also don't realize or really know how that prize pool works, whether it's like one person gets it or if everybody gets $5,000.
They set a prize fund.
Yeah.
So if they said, like, they didn't, it definitely made it seem like it was more collective. And then everyone that leaves, the fund loses $5,000. So if you make it to the end, you win $5,000. And I don't know what UK taxes are like, but in the US, if you win $5,000, it's not a big deal. Like, you pay normal taxes on that. It's not even considered like a gift. You got to win $10,000 for it to be like real taxes, like real prize taxes. Netflix. So it's like, this is what Netflix is really pushing here. $50,000? Like, you're fucking kidding me, dude.
That is not worth it in any way. Like, even if you're trying to be an influencer, like, you have so much stuff out there. How is your show going to be separated from everybody else's? That's ridiculous.
I mean, you got to get paid more just to be on the show.
Like, yeah.
You
got to you're definitely getting paid outside of it.
Yeah. I mean, to be clear to the audience and at home, you get paid like $1,000 to like $5,000 for every episode you're in a normal reality show. So, like, the people on 8 episodes are going to make more than $5,000 just being on the show.
Yeah, and that'll be fine. Like, that's still a job that they didn't get fired from. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Somebody mentioned while we were watching it that maybe they have, like, you can add to the fun kind of tasks, which I think that would be good. I think that would really elevate the show a little bit, I think.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, who actually earned it?
Well, I mean, it's just like, then there's a lot of drama around, like, you fucked it up or you did great or, like, you know, and that's interesting stuff to watch. Or, like, you failed so hard you just left, you know?
I mean, that's why you're watching it, to watch people fail and struggle. This is it.
It's such an odd show, Brian.
Oh, God. I mean, I kind of get it because we've seen other shows in this vein. It's just not common because, well, I guess there's a lot out there that already does it, but they're better at it.
I mean, I think they're as good as their budget lets them be. You know?
I mean, are you talking about in terms of contestant selection or...
Everything about the show feels low budget.
Yeah, it really does. Oh, like, we found some house in the wood. That's cool.
Like, well, I mean, they do have U.S. contestants, and the show is set in some sort of countryside in England. So they like, you know, flew those people in, you know.
Are you really, like, putting the price of a plane flight in this?
Well, normally when we see these U.K. shows, this is a bunch of U.K. people.
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that we got some people from the U.S., you know, they're really stepping their budget up a little bit.
That is true.
You know?
I mean, they probably spent $5,000 on a plane ride. Or maybe they got the Netflix private jet. Who knows? You know they have one.
Okay. All right. I got to read this. So, Noah, he watched the show. Shout out to Noah. You know, good luck with the kids. We miss you. Here's what he wrote. Typical competition show. Everything is typical. Hosts, one-liners, etc. High quality production value. Appreciate how self-aware the contestants are. Solid middle.
Okay, that's a rating.
We really need you on the show, Noah. we need some counterbalance to the two of us that think the show is low production value.
I think maybe he's just fleeing us, attacking him. Like,
I think he's just sleep deprived.
Maybe. That's also great stuff that you don't have to pay attention to.
He
See, this is all coming back to me.
He also said fun to watch with subtitles on, as it has Snowflake Scream in the subtitles, which, you know, if I think that's pretty solid. I also think if you didn't actually hear these people, you might think they sound more sane.
Yeah, they, no. No. Okay.
Don't believe me. Yeah, that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, they left it on the prize pool. Cool.
Yeah, they didn't even have a like a lead on to the next episode. It was just like, this is the prize pool. Good night, everyone.
I think that's kind of good because we've seen it too much.
It's just typical for Netflix, though, to have, right, like, this is, you know, what's coming up, you know?
Well, no, they just roll into the next episode when you have autoplay on, and then you're in it. That's how they got me to watch like 4 episodes of Man vs. Bee. They just keep it rolling.
You keep mentioning the show that I don't think exists.
It shouldn't.
Well, we're almost at shout-outs. Let's do some questions. And yeah. I think this is an interesting one. Who's the worst human being? And why is it Solomon for deciding he needed to steal the s'more stuff?
Dude, there's so much about it. He's so full of himself. He's wearing, like, everything for status. No, fuck him.
Yeah. I mean, like, give me an excuse why it's not him. And, you know.
Devin, like, would be, like, the next one, but this is more like just pure confidence, and it's just, okay, it's fine. She's self-aware about it.
And now we got to talk about, let's talk about the host again. So you're saying this is Apex.
Yeah, you have your own show. Fuck it, I don't care.
But they're like ex-military. You think that like we're in the military, they wouldn't call themselves that? That's the Apex? Like, the Apex of TV obviously is this.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in the mind, because that's the only thing he's ever been on.
No, this is definitely a downgrade then.
Like, this is a downgrade in their life, for sure. Like, they watch this like, I can't do this again.
I don't know. I would definitely be like,
let me go back in the military. Sign me back up.
I feel like risking life and death is way worse than just sitting around watching an iPad.
It's and true. Getting paid they to got, do it. They got paid for this. So
yeah.
Like, where am I?
Yeah, you're crazy for that one.
What do you think the production schedule of the show is like?
2 weeks, tops. I don't think they're staying on there for longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, the show's too cheap for that.
So they might condense into one.
Could be. Who knows? It's 8 episodes, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. So you have your arrival day, that's filming, and then 7 days.
It could be 8 days. Could be less than 2 weeks. I still think you're probably looking at 2 weeks, depending on what challenges we got coming up. Like, the finale challenge has got to be more than a day, like, 1 day. It's got to be, like, you got to camp with, like, regular camping stuff or something.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to show your skills.
Yeah. For sure. Would this show be better as a Quibi?
No.
Yeah. I think there's, you know, this 37 minutes feels like the right length for this show, surprisingly.
Yeah, it moved kind of fast, and there was enough going on that I was like, okay.
I wasn't bored for a second in this show.
Yeah.
What are you about drinking rules? Let's do it. Every one-liner, just take a drink. You know you want to.
Okay, I got a good one. Every time you see something happen with the ukulele, finish your drink. Because that thing showed up like at the beginning. I'm like, okay, somebody brought that. That's cool, I guess. And then they kept bringing it, and it seemed like a lot of different shots.
Anytime that you see somebody act like a man-child, like not wanting to get in water or like disgusted that they're a part of body or like whatever, take a drink.
Every time you see an iPad, drink.
Every time the host does something incredibly stupid, like watch an iPad, like use a megaphone, which clearly has no effect on the show, like just cheers, take a drink. And a stock one we'll leave you with is, when they're drinking, you're drinking. Take a drink. Because they drink it on the show, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they had a whole handle of something. That was interesting. That I mean, I know why they did it, because it's Netflix, and you got to have some rowdiness, but...
And that leads us into our next question. Who's going to hook up next?
I think Solomon's going to hook up with somebody, and I don't know who, though.
He's definitely trying to be like shitty reality show star. So like hooking up is key for those kind of people.
Absolutely. But he's with Jesus though. So
maybe Devin, because she wants to be the center of attention. You know who gets more attention? Hooking up with people. So that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Devin and Solomon.
Good answer.
And Brian, what do you love about this show?
You know, I'll say that it's good that they're teaching, like somebody's learning something. You're actually going to like learn how to be like a more whole person, not a better person, but like a whole person. So that's going to be cool to see them grow up. It's that Tool Academy thing where it's like, oh, I'm changing some of my older ways.
Okay. I think what I love about the show is that it's moving, it's paced well. And if you ignore the hosts, I think the contestants, you know, I feel for them. I feel like they feel like real people. I feel like they're man-childs. And, like, maybe they'll grow as the show goes on. I don't know. But I think that, you know, they got the right tone for the show. It's really what I you know, the tone for a reality show really, you know, matters to me. And I think they set a good one. Not a great one. It's a good one. All right, so let's get into our last question. So we do a stack ranking system where we do top, middle, bottom, third compared to other reality shows. Brian, what do you got?
I'm going to go with top of the middle. We've watched a lot of crap this season, and this was moving. It kept me relatively entertained, even though it was still just, all right, we're going to take, like, just squeeze the juice out of this reality TV show orange and concentrate it into your mouth.
Stick nailed it. Yep. Combined it. As we know, Noah already said solid middle, so he's putting in this middle. And I'm also going to put this in the middle. Everything I said about I love about the show, that's why it's in the middle. It's not in the top because these hosts are terrible. The premise is not great. I don't really like making fun of people, but when they come in and say, I'm a bitch, like as in their inner confessionals, you know, they could be a little coarse, but she definitely seemed like she liked it. And that's the kind of level of people we got on the show. And like, it's not the best like idea for a show. I think Nailed It is one of the worst shows of all time. And this is kind of channeling some of that weirdness, like weird. Let's like make fun of people because they're like man childs instead of like, oh my God, I can't believe like they don't know how to do this. And like, let's help them. It's just like, let's make fun of them because they don't know this, you know? So there's just like a weird, like that kind of tone isn't like my favorite, but it's not necessarily putting me off because these people do seem like they're putting themselves in that situation. And it doesn't have that really annoying host from Nailed It. So, you know, that's a win.
That should just give like every show without them a bump then, right?
Oh, 100%. That host from Nailed It is, I can't not stand her at all. And I mean, part of that is the like Nailed It kind of veneer, but like, ugh. Anyway, so we would talk about this Tool Academy. Brian, yeah. What is Tool Academy?
Tool Academy was an MTV show that brought in a bunch of quote unquote tools, aka gym bros.
Like players.
Yeah, players.
I think they're their proper term today would be like players.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. Because like they were not like being all that faithful to their partners. They were like really just being party people, not respecting the relationship.
Yes. And then they would come in with their partner, I think, at least the first season.
Yeah.
And they would try to teach them not to be tools, not to be players. There's a lot of shows with players that we've seen. But like you go listen to our podcast on Tool Academy. It's an old one. It's an oldie but a goodie. Definitely highly recommend it. It's a very good show.
Yeah.
Brian, any other shout outs?
Man vs. Bee. Don't watch it.
So, I didn't ask for anti shout outs.
I'm doing it though.
explain.
All right. So you got Mr. Bean in this like Netflix short comedy thing where he has apparently destroyed like a shit ton of expensive stuff and is on trial. And then this series of 10-minute episodes takes you through the journey of how he breaks like all these things trying to deal with a bee. And it's, I just can't believe that this got greenlit and other shows have gotten canceled.
The show sounds more boring than the show we just watched.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, Mr. Bean humor A isn't really my thing.
Right. So it's also weird hearing him talk.
Should we talk about Westworld, Brian? Westworld. Ooh, yeah. Back, baby. Season 4, episode 1, Nolan's. They really know how to make a show look good. This show looks amazing. I'm like, it does like a reset from season 3, which we're all aware, season 3, definitely not great. It's fine. But you don't want to go from season 1, goat, to fine. Like, that's tough. That's a real hard look. Whereas, like, season 4, we're back on the train. We're trying it out. Let's see if they can nail some sort of landing here.
Yeah, I mean, but we've also been burned like, a lot like this.
So we're looking for, we're not looking for goat anymore. Like, you watch a goat show, you expect goat. Like, looking at Breaking Bad, you're like, this is a great show, and then it only gets better. Whereas this show was great and just kind of got worse. So we're just kind of looking for, like, a great show again. Like, I'm looking for a great show. Not looking for, like, next level show, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll see how they do it. But I'm excited. I think episode one was pretty good. I'd recommend watching it if you liked season one of Westworld. Like, watch a recap of season 3 if you haven't seen it. And just jump right into 4.
Yeah, that recap is necessary. We watched a recap that was from season 1 through 3. And I was just like, all of this happened, and it tried to lay out in chronological order, and it was wild.
Brian's eyes glossed over after like the first 2 minutes.
I was just like, well, no, like, because I remember the entirety of season 1 very well, and I was like, oh, this is great, like, great recap. I missed this. And then it started rolling into season 2 and 3, and it just went off the rails.
Well, season 3, man. So, like, yeah. Westworld season 2 got too fancy with its stupid mystery.
Matrix
and, like,
Part 2.
Like, ruined the whole, like, it was a good season, but the mystery was stupid. And then season 3, you leave the park, and you're just like, why do we leave the fun park to go into this terrible real world with this, like, Roboam thing? And you're just like, every second, you're like, what is going on? The whole season, at the end, you're like, that was it? And it's just like, too many ideas done not that great.
I just want everybody to be a robot. Just tell me that already, and we're good.
Battlestar Galactica. We got to figure out who the robots are.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Battlestar Galactica, but modern.
Yeah, so we'll see how the season goes. I'm not, like, I mean, we were recommending it, but it's like, I feel like you might need to wait till, like, some more episodes to see what's
going on. Yeah, don't trust us.
I'll end on recommending Players on Paramount Plus. I think I recommended it last week. It's really good. It's a Michael Jordan Last Dance, but like in a mockumentary with video game players in League of Legends. And that's if you like video games and you like documentaries, that you got to be watching the show.
I'll plus one that. I checked out the first episode.
There's this great quote where, like, this guy, he's like an ass, and he's like the lead of like this like team, and he goes to his friend's house, and his friend's wife is like, can I get you anything? And he's like, yeah, just give me a car bomb. And I just fucking lost it. I was just like it's not as funny as the American Vandal like mockumentary that they did before. It's definitely much more of just like, look at like taking League of Legends very seriously in this whole situation, pretty seriously. But sometimes you just get these one-liners that are just like out of this world funny.
I mean, that's definitely a great line.
Yeah, is it? I'm just going to start doing that. Brian, after I come to your house, I'm like, can I just get a car bomb?
I will serve you it, though, is the problem. I will have the stuff. And
all right,
you
better have it, Brian.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, that's it for us this week. You can tweet at us at HoopOfTheSon, and you can give us suggestions and questions at HoopOfTheSon@gmail.com. You can find us on HoopOfTheSon podcast on TikTok, and we'll see you guys next time.
And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you.
You keep saying, and that's a...
And that's about the time...
Okay. Yeah. I can't read. And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And are still amused by TV shows.
What the hell is ADD? My friend said I should act my age.
What's my age again?
What's my age again?